It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBrees and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the debut episode of Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We are proudly broadcasting from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. I'm your host, Bill Enright, and alongside me is Todd DeVries, and this is our Fantasy Football Draft Special. For the next 2 hours, we'll be running through the latest fantasy trends, discussing player rankings, and going over sleepers and busts. And if you want to win your fantasy football league, you are listening to the right show. Todd, why don't you tell everyone listening at home how they can contact us?
There's a wide variety of ways to get a hold of us, guys. You can give us a shout on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/FFChamps. Send us a tweet at FFChamps. Or if you want to kick it old school, Bill, the good people out there in the audience can fire off the good old-fashioned email. Hit us up at webradio@patriots.com. So, Bill, the debut episode of the Fantasy Football Champs. Every week, the entire season, we're going to be dropping some knowledge on the good people out there. Tell us, why should people be tuning into this show every week, all season long?
Todd, it is so simple. All of our members at FFChamps.com, they're serious fantasy football players. They want to win their leagues, and we know a lot of you out there are the same way. You want to win your leagues. You want that cash at the end of the season. You want the bragging rights. You want to hoist that trophy in front of all your friends and name yourself the fantasy football champ, and that's what we're going to help people do right here on this show every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us right on Patriots.com Radio, and of course, it's available for download on iTunes as well. Every week, Todd, we're going to be giving hard-hitting fantasy football advice, and it's just going to be a great time. We're really excited to be on Patriots Radio.
The people should know out there, we actually do this for a living.
That's right. We are lucky enough to do this for a living. It's amazing.
It's amazing and pathetic at the same time, right? But we actually study fantasy football all day long. These are our full-time jobs, and we're privileged to be here on Patriots.com Radio. Really exciting stuff. So, Bill, you know, we like to have a little play on words with
yes.
FantasyFootballChamps.com. And so let's get things started with a fun little segment that we like to call Champs and Chumps.
All right, this is really simple. We're just going to go through a list of players. If we like them, we're going to call them the champs. And if we don't like them, we're going to call them the chumps.
That's right. I'm going to serve them up, and you're going to chop them down.
Give them to me, baby.
Because, you know, we're in the middle of, well, we're almost in week three of the preseason already.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in, if you're into the preseason, and if the starters start, unlike the Patriots last night.
Yes.
There wasn't much to see there on the Patriots side of the ball. But we're starting to learn a little bit about these teams, some of their positives and negatives. So let's hit it up. We'll start with the quarterbacks.
All right.
I'm just going to fire away with the names. How about Mr. Matt Ryan, Atlanta Falcons?
Matt Ryan is a champ, baby. Love what this guy's doing. New offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, is really bringing the heat to the Atlanta Falcons this year. Julio Jones, Roddy White are looking dynamic. Quite the dynamic duo there for the Atlanta Falcons. Love Matt Ryan this year. He's definitely a champ.
All right. And don't just whatever you do out there, folks, don't call him Julio Jones.
Julio Jones. Julio.
I know you said Julio, but I've been listening to too much radio. They call him Julio.
Julio Please Jones.
Please don't call him Julio Jones.
No, Julio Jones.
All right, next name up. Next
quarterback. It must be Italian.
Great job by our producer, Kevin, who's behind the glass. We're looking forward to working with him all season long.
All right, next up, quarterback Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco is a chump, Todd. He has no receiving options. Torrey Smith, all he can do is run fast and run straight. Anquan Boldin is older than dirt. The biggest receiving playmaker on that team is Ray Rice. Other than that, they have nobody. Joe Flacco is a chump.
Yeah, plus, you know, they got to face the Steelers a couple times a year, which is never a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Next up, and I think we all know the answer to this, but I'm going to serve it up to you anyway. AFC East, Mark Sanchez.
This guy is the chump of all chumps. He's the king of chumps. You think Joe Flacco doesn't have anyone to pass to? Mark Sanchez has no one to pass to. Santonio Holmes is a bum. They drafted.
How do you really feel, man?
They drafted Stephen Hill out of Georgia Tech. He's really raw talent. I'm not really convinced he's going to be a solid number two for the Jets this year. They lost LaDainian Tomlinson to retirement. He was really their pass catcher out of the backfield. Mark Sanchez has no options. We all know Tim Tebow is going to come in near the goal line, steal all those touchdowns. Sanchez is a fantasy football chump.
The Jets are a train wreck, man.
Yeah, their offense is atrocious.
Fantasy train wreck.
Atrocious.
All right, that was a layup. Let's get to a little more difficult here. The running back position, Bill, I'm going to start you with DeMarco Murray, Dallas Cowboys.
Love DeMarco Murray. Saw what he did last year as a rookie, over 800 yards in just a few games. Unfortunately, he broke his ankle, wasn't in the mix the rest of the season. But, hey, this is a guy that you can get in the second round, rely on him as an RB2, but he's going to put up RB1-type stats. Great receiver out of the backfield. We all know the trouble the Dallas Cowboys are having. Dez Bryant, Miles Austin, all injured, banged up. Jason Witten, internal bleeding from the spleen. DeMarco Murray is going to be their main target. DeMarco Murray is a chump. I mean, excuse me.
He's a champ.
DeMarco Murray is a champ. He's a champ.
But you don't like Kevin Ogletree as a elite wide receiver?
Guy
for Tony
has
Romo?
Like 26 receptions over the last 3 years of his career. He's another chump.
Hey, but DeMarco Murray, when he was at Oklahoma, Bell,
yeah.
Excellent receiver out of the backfield. Yep. If you play in a PPR league, point per reception or even half point per reception, DeMarco Murray's value jumps up a few notches. Love him. I agree with you on that one. All right, next up, Mr. Frank Gore.
You know, Frank Gore was a champ for a long time in the NFL and the world of fantasy football, but he is no longer on the champ list. He's now on the chump list. Way too many running backs the San Francisco 49ers have in that backfield. Drafted LaMichael James, signed Brandon Jacobs, still have Kendall Hunter and Anthony Dixon in the mix. Just too many mouths to feed in that offense. They want to keep Frank Gore fresh for the end of the season, which makes sense. Yeah. But unfortunately, what makes sense in the NFL does not always make sense in fantasy football.
I love the backfield from a wins and losses standpoint.
Exactly.
Forget fantasy. I mean, they can do a lot of damage. They have a lot of different talents. I mean, the Michael James electric, quick out of the backfield.
Yeah.
You got a big bulldozer in Brandon Jacobs if he's healthy.
Right.
Gore, if you can keep him fresh, still a great talent. All that is great if they want to get back to that NFC title game. Not so great in the world of fantasy football.
Exactly. I'm staying away from Frank Gore. He's on the chump list.
All right. Next one up, we got Mr. Reggie Bush.
You know, we see a lot of the Miami Dolphins on Hard Knocks this year, which is a phenomenal show. It gives you a little bit of an inside look to what the team's doing. And what I see from the Miami Dolphins this year is they're not doing a whole lot on offense. And because of that, I'm staying away from Reggie Bush. I know last year he had over 1,000 yards, but it was the first time in his career. They drafted Lamar Miller. They still have Daniel Thomas. Their offensive line is really good, but with Ryan Tannehill under center, how much are they going to be passing the football?
No. Right? Eight in the box.
Exactly.
Eight in the box.
I'm not convinced on Reggie Bush this year. I'm staying away from him. He's a chump.
I agree. And, you know, the fact that they drafted Lamar Miller where they did, that is an indictment on Reggie Bush not being the workhorse.
They're similar type players.
Absolutely. Yeah. Similar players. And Daniel Thomas, let's not forget, he's only a second-year player out of Kansas State.
He's a bruiser.
He's a bruiser, and he was banged up last preseason. Never really got, you know, his sea legs last year. And by the time he was healthy, it was kind of too late, and the season was kind of lost.
Totally agree.
So, you know, you got a potential three-headed monster there. The name Reggie Bush is a sexy name out there in the world of fantasy football.
Yep.
Don't bite on it unless he falls to you, you know, deep in the draft at the right spot. You got to make sure you don't overdraft him.
There you go.
All right, wide receivers, let's switch it up. Brandon Marshall.
Oh, man, I love Brandon Marshall this year. He's a champ, baby. He's reunited with Jay Cutler. We know what he did a few years back, 2008, 2009, 2010, when Jay Cutler and him were playing with the Denver Broncos. Three straight years of 100 receptions. Three straight years of at least 1,200 yards, and he averaged about 8 touchdowns during that time. He was not used properly with the Miami Dolphins. Now that he's in Chicago, Cutler finally has a viable number one receiving target. I'm very excited what Brandon Marshall can do this year, especially if you're in a PPR league. He's absolutely going to be a champ.
Now, you aren't worried about him being a head case at all.
You know what? I don't mind athletes being head cases. I'd rather them be head cases than injury prone and getting banged up on the sidelines.
Yeah, you got to figure with Marshall, if you're in a dynasty league, you know, maybe a little bit of concern 2-3 years down the road. But you got a feeling that in this year one back with Jay Cutler in Chicago, he's Brandon Marshall's kind of a prima donna.
Yep.
Like a lot of these elite wide receivers are.
Yes.
You kind of get the feeling he's actually going to give it his all. And you can't always say that about these wide receivers.
Think about the teams that the Bears play in their division. Detroit Lions, high-flying, pass-first offense. Green Bay Packers, high-flying, pass-first offense. The Chicago Bears know they're going to have to put up some points this year if they want to contend for that NFC North Division title. Brandon Marshall is a big move helping them get toward that goal.
All right, this next name is one that a lot of fantasy owners and fantasy managers are wondering about. Is it a tipping point for Mr. Andre Johnson? Is he a champ or is he a chump?
Andre Johnson is a chump. And you know what? 5 years ago, never thought I'd be saying that because he is such a monster for throughout his entire career, just dominant on the field. But the last few seasons, he's been driving fantasy football managers absolutely bonkers. He's always hurt. On Sunday morning, you never know if he's going to play. He's questionable all week. He didn't practice. And then all of a sudden, 5 minutes before your game time, he's activated. But you know what? He only catches one pass for 10 yards and he doesn't get in the end zone. So Andre Johnson, I'm not drafting him. I'm just not touching him at any time during my fantasy football drafts this year.
Hard to believe he's 31 years old.
I mean, he's put together a nice career.
Yes, but when you get to that age, you start to go on the downward slide. And with his injuries, I'm with you, man. He's one of those guys, and we talked about this pre-show, actually,
yeah.
Bill. He's one of those guys that wouldn't be surprised if he had a huge September.
Right.
And his value is really high, but then you know what's going to happen.
He gets hurt. He's already hurt in the preseason. Yep. And I think you're right. He's going to be a guy that a lot of people are like, well, how'd you pass on Andre Johnson? He's one of the best receivers in the league. And you know what? For the first month of the season, that's fine. Let me see what happens in October and what if he's still playing in November. And even his quarterback, Matt Schaub, has a lot of injury problems. So to me, I'm not going to be that guy.
He's not the big name that he used to be.
He's just not. I'm not going to be that guy that takes Andre Johnson.
It's hard to let go as a fantasy manager.
Yeah.
When you know you've had these big names, there's a time where you have to kind of cut bait and realize Andre Johnson is no longer an end of a first round draft pick. He's no longer a top of the second round draft pick.
Absolutely.
He's a guy
not.
That if he falls in your lap later in the draft, perhaps you grab him. But other than that, just hold off. Let someone else take him.
Totally agree with you.
All right. So then the last wide receiver on our champs or chumps list is Mr. Santonio Holmes.
Oh, this is very fitting because we already mentioned that his quarterback, Mark Sanchez, was a chump. So I'm going to say Santonio Holmes is a chump. The guy is a prima donna. He's the prima donna of all prima donnas. Last year, we saw him fighting in the huddle with Mark Sanchez. He's one of those guys that I'm not convinced he gives 100% every time I see him on the field. He short arms a lot of passes, doesn't like going over the middle. I'm not grabbing Santonio Holmes in any of my fantasy football drafts this year because he's a chump.
Can't argue with you there. I mean, and if things go wrong early for the Jets, he's not one of those guys that's going to rally the troops. You know what I mean? I mean, the Jets start out with the Buffalo Bills. They're at the Steelers, at Miami, and the 49ers. Good chance they're 1-3 after those games.
I agree.
When things start to go south, Santonio Holmes isn't going to get in the huddle and fire everyone up.
Right. No. He's not. He's not the team captain. He's not the leader.
All right. Let's go with two tight ends. First one. Champ or chump, Bill? Brandon Pettigrew, Detroit Lions.
Love Brandon Pettigrew. This guy's a champ, baby. 79 receptions last year. Really was Matt Stafford's second favorite.
Quietly, because
Calvin Johnson just demands so much attention,
yep,
not only from defenses, but from fantasy football managers as well. Brandon Pettigrew, second favorite option for Matt Stafford. We all know Calvin Johnson's going to get a lot of the focus from opposing defenses, which allows Pettigrew to catch a lot of touchdowns and grab a lot of balls all over the field.
It's amazing how quiet this guy was last year in the fantasy.
Yeah.
You just don't hear his name. No one's talking about him because he performed consistently throughout most of the year.
Yep.
All right, another big name at the tight end position, JerMichael Finley, Green Bay Packers.
JerMichael Finley is a guy that really should be a champ, but unfortunately he's just not. He's a chump. And the reason why is he already suffered a concussion here in training camp. He has so many other weapons around him that Aaron Rodgers favors in terms of targeting on the field that he just doesn't get the consistent production that you'd like to see from your tight end. Yeah, you know what? At the end of the season, his stats are great. But when you get two or three touchdowns from him in one game and 100 yards, and then the next two or three games, you only get one or two catches for 20 yards, that is what kills your fantasy football team. It's all about consistency. JerMichael Finley's either a flash or nothing at all. He's a chump.
I'm looking at his stats from last year, Bill, 2011. 9 games. He only scored 7 or less fantasy points.
Exactly. But he finished with 8 touchdowns and 760 yards.
I know, isn't that?
So you'd think that he does it every week in and week out, but that's not the case at all.
You know, I started playing fantasy football back in 1990, Bill. And that was back in the Dallas Cowboys heyday. Yeah. And back then, Troy Aikman, Jay Novacek, Michael Irvin would all get overdrafted simply because they were on the Cowboys. Now, Emmitt Smith was always deserved of a top three pick or whatever it was.
Right.
But Aikman was always overdrafted. Novacek was always overdrafted. Great tight end in the NFL, obviously. Unbelievable guy. I think Finley falls into that category with the Packers. Hey, he's a Packer. The Packers are going to score a lot of points.
Right.
I'm taking Finley. And I think you just got to temper your expectations with him. I do agree with you on Mr. Finley.
All right, that was Champs and Chumps. We are just getting started, just kicking things off here on the inaugural episode of Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Right when we come back after break, Todd, we're going to go over the 10 commandments for winning fantasy football. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick, short break, but don't go anywhere. More fantasy football strategy right after this.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries kicking things off in this Fantasy Football Draft special. Todd, we got a special segment coming up with the 10 Commandments for winning fantasy football.
All right, Bill, why don't you give the people a little background on how we created these 10 Commandments, and then we'll dive right into them.
Both of you and I have been a part of fantasy football, been fantasy football analysts for years now. Doing a lot of strategy, doing a lot of rankings, doing a lot of advice. And we kind of found that there were really 10 rules that we want to live and die by. So we created the 10 commandments for winning fantasy football. They're really, some of them are really obvious. Some of them are really simple. And then others are like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. And trust me when I say, if you follow these 10 rules, you will win your fantasy football league. It's just that simple.
All right, Bill. We're going to get rolling with commandment number one.
Number one, know thy scoring system.
All right, Bill, pretty simple. You got to know what type of scoring system you're in. Now, before you laugh and say this is pretty obvious, there are many of us out there that play in a lot of leagues. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 leagues.
It's crazy.
You got to remember, especially this time of year, I don't know about you, I got mock drafts, I got real drafts going on like every single night. Mm-hmm. You got to know what kind of scoring you're in. Are you in a PPR? Are you not? How many wide receivers are you starting? How many flex positions are there? Are you starting one quarterback? Are you starting two quarterbacks? How about the defense? You got to know your scoring system.
Absolutely, Todd. It really affects your entire strategy in terms of what you want to do on draft day. Like you mentioned, if you're in a PPR league, running backs, tight ends that catch a lot of passes, and wide receivers that catch a lot of passes, they're going to be a lot more valuable. You look at a guy like Wes Welker, dominant in a PPR league. Take him out and put him in a TD-only league, he might not be as valuable. So it's really important to know your scoring system because that will drastically affect how you want to draft each player each round throughout the entire year.
All right, Bill. Let's go to commandment number two.
Commandment number two, thou shalt stick to thy tears.
Thou shalt stick to thy tears. Now, what are tears? Explain to the people what tears are and how valuable they are to our website.
Right. FFchamps.com, we have completely customizable cheat sheets, not just for the draft in our draft kit, but also in the regular season as well. And what we do is we group guys together. We put them in tiers. We have tier one, tier two. And we group guys together based on their performance either throughout the entire season or on a weekly basis. So when you want to stick to thy tiers, when you're drafting, you don't want to grab a guy in tier three when there's players in tier one or tier two still available. Now, that may seem really simple to those of you at home, but you'd be surprised how many people reach when they don't have to because there's valuable players still available in the draft.
Good point. And if you're drafting ninth out of in a 10-team league and maybe you need a wide receiver, but you see there's three or four wide receivers left in a particular tier, you might be able to grab somebody else in another position and know that you're still going to get one of those wide receivers on the way back.
Absolutely.
Stick to your tiers.
Stick to thy tiers.
All right, let's roll with commandment number three.
Number three, thou shalt avoid players from bad teams.
Ooh, the bad team player, Bill. Give me some teams you are avoiding this year and explain to the people why you're going to be avoiding the players from those teams.
You know, fantasy football is reliant on how these teams perform in the real NFL. So if they're not scoring any points, neither is your fantasy football team. Teams that don't score a lot of points this year or in the last few years, and it's going to continue that trend this year, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns, the Minnesota Vikings, the New York Jets, and the Seattle Seahawks. Those are teams that I'm staying away from. I don't want players from those squads on my fantasy football team.
There are exceptions to that rule every once in a while.
There are some. There are some. Guy like Maurice Jones-Drew, if he wasn't holding out right now, led the league in rushing last year. He was a fantasy football beast. He plays for the Jaguars, but there are few and far between.
Right.
Guys that are on bad teams, man, you know
all,
the bad teams that are out there.
All things being equal, if you're on the draft clock and the sweat starting to pour down your forehead, you got two guys you're looking at, pick the guy that's on the better team.
There you go.
All right. Commandment number four. What do we got?
Number four. Thou shalt draft players from the next great offenses.
Aha, yeah. The next great offenses. Bill, there's a lot of young rookie quarterbacks, second-year quarterbacks, lighting up the NFL, a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding some of these guys. Who are some of the next great offenses in your book, and why should we care about that?
You know, here's the thing with commandment number four, with commandment number four, you want to draft players from the next great offenses. We all know the Patriots, we all know the Packers, we all know the Saints have dominant offenses. So the players from those squads, they're going to be drafted a lot. But if you can predict who the next great offense is going to be, you're going to get a lot of value in your fantasy football team. And some of the teams that I'm considering this year to have one of those next great offenses, the Atlanta Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, the Cincinnati Bengals. I can't believe I just said that. I'm going to say it again. The Cincinnati Bengals, the Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, even the Washington Redskins and the Buffalo Bills. I think their offenses this year are going to take a leap forward. They're going to put up a lot of points, and that's excellent news if you draft those players on your team.
Here's a classic example that really drives this point home. Last year, rewind 12 months, Bill, draft season,
yeah.
Matt Stafford. I was able to get Matt Stafford in the 6th, 7th, or 8th round of my leagues.
And he ended up as what? Top three, top four quarterback in fantasy
Absolutely.
Football?
Absolutely.
Yep.
If you can identify the next great offense, you can pay big dividends. Let's go to commandment number five.
Number five, thou shalt wait on thy QB.
All right. We feel pretty strongly about this one.
We
Bill.
Do.
You and I agree 100% on
yep.
this, and there are many people out there that aren't so sold on this commandment. Tell them why this one's so important.
This one's very important because, Todd, you just mentioned it. You hit the nail on the head with Matthew Stafford. You picked him up in the 10th round maybe last year, and he was the guy that finished as a top four quarterback in fantasy football. You can get tremendous amount of value by waiting on your quarterbacks, stacking up at the running back, the wide receiver, and the tight end position early on in your drafts, and then take a guy like Matt Ryan, take a guy like Matthew Stafford, take a guy like Eli Manning, and even a guy like Phillip Rivers. Those are the value picks. That's what we're looking for in the middle rounds or the late rounds of your draft, because you can stack up on the other positions. People don't realize, don't compare, oh, well, Ray Rice is projected for 100 points less than Tom Brady. No, you're comparing apples to oranges. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Bill, it's a simple math. Most leagues you start one quarterback.
Yes.
Most leagues you start three running backs and even a flex on top of that.
Right.
It's simple math. The key is, can you identify a tier of quarterbacks in those middle rounds, and can you hit on those? Or, you know, what I like to do sometimes, Bill, is I might wait till the 6th, 7th, 8th round to take my first quarterback, but then mm-hmm. I take another one a couple rounds later.
That makes sense.
You know, so I've done that quite a bit. You know, this year, I don't know about you, but, you know, Big Ben. Nobody talks about Big Ben.
No one talking about Big Ben this year.
And now Mike Wallace, you know, there's some, you know, we've got to wait and see what develops there with Mike Wallace. But if he comes back, Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, you know, Big Ben's a guy you're going to be able to get. You're going to be able to get really late.
Hey, there were two sets of receivers last year that each had over 1,000 yards between the pair, Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz, and then the other two, no one talks about this at all. Antonio Brown and Mike Wallace were the only two other teammates with 1,000-yard receivers. Now, there's one caveat to that. If you include tight ends in that position,
sure.
Rob Gronkowski
right.
and Wes Welker. But from wide receiver only, no one talks about Big Ben because I think he's got two great options in Brown and Wallace.
Right. All right, guys. We are running through the 10 commandments for winning fantasy football.
That's right.
We are through the top five. Let's go to commandment number six.
Number six. Thou shalt covet thy stud wide receiver.
Oh, Megatron.
It's a big one.
Oh, Megatron. Bill, why do you love that stud wide receiver? Why is he so important if you can land him?
Guys like Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, are putting up running back type numbers. And if you can grab one of those stud wide receivers, it's amazing how much they can perform for your fantasy team. Not every wide receiver is going to come away with 15 touchdowns, 100 receptions, and 1,400 yards. There's very few elite wide receivers. Hey, there's about 20 really good receivers, very few elite ones.
That's the difference.
Yes.
We don't want to confuse the people out there. The wide receiver position is decently deep this year, if you think about
yes, it.
When you get to those second, third, fourth, fifth tiers, but it's at the very top. If you can land Megatron in the right spot in that first round,
yep.
go for it. Let's move on to commandment number seven.
Number seven, thou must draft key players back up.
The old handcuff.
The old handcuff. The old insurance policy.
Yep.
All right? You go out and get a high-value player like an Arian Foster, you bet your bottom dollar you better get Ben Tate later on in the draft. Because if Arian Foster goes down, you know Ben Tate is going to perform like a monster. All right? So you want insurance for your high-valued pick. You want that backup. You want a handcuff.
And you're going to have to probably overdraft that backup.
You
are,
you know what? Sometimes that has to be the case, but at least you're going to be safe. You want to handcuff your studs, okay? It's that simple. Get the insurance, handcuff your studs, and make sure you draft your key players backup.
All right. Commandment number eight.
Number eight. Thou shalt not draft two studs from the same team.
Ooh, so Bill, we are advising against that quarterback wide receiver combo.
You know, there are a few cases like a Brady and a Welker, or a Brady and a Gronkowski, or a Rodgers and a Jennings, Rodgers and Jordy Nelson. But you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. Freak injuries happen all the time in the NFL. All of a sudden, you see Calvin Johnson going out for a pass, and Matthew Stafford gets blindsided, and then he's out for the next 10 games.
Sure.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's a simple theory. Follow through with it.
Diversification, Bill.
That's right. You got to diversify your assets, Todd.
It's a good thing. Let's move on to commandment number 9.
Number 9, thou shalt not draft a kicker or defense too early.
Oh, I love it on draft day when that idiot drafts that kicker in the 11th round. I got the best kicker in the league.
Got a big bullseye right on his forehead.
Yep. Idiot.
Let's hear it again, Kevin. Play it again.
Idiot.
Oh, you are such an idiot. If you're drafting a kicker before the last round of the draft, it makes no sense. Sometimes I don't even draft a kicker. I just pick him up the night before the game start in week one. Because it doesn't make sense, guys. They're not that valuable. They're going to score you maybe 8 points, 10 points if you're lucky, like a guy like Sebastian Janikowski or David Akers. But it is not worth using a 10th round pick. Wait until the last round. Same thing with the defenses. They're a dime a dozen in the NFL. This is fantasy football. Focus on the skilled players.
I agree. And let's wrap things up with the all-important commandment number 10.
Number 10. Thou shalt start your studs.
Bill, we live and die by this one.
Damn right we do, because this is for the in-season. When you have a guy like Ray Rice, when you have a guy like LeSean McCoy, and they're going up against a really tough run defense, you need to leave them in your starting lineup, because when they burst one out for 85 yards and a touchdown, you're going to be kicking yourself in the butt saying, damn, I have Ray Rice, and I left him on my bench this week? You deserve to get slapped in the face.
Bill, how many times, how many tweets do we get from our subscribers?
All the time.
How many emails do we get in the middle of the season? Should I start LeSean McCoy?
Right.
You know.
But Ray Rice is playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they have a really good run defense. I don't care. The guy's an all pro. He's a top three draft pick. You invested your first round pick on him. You're going to leave him on your bench? Are you nuts? Are you nuts?
Yeah, don't start James Starks because he's playing against the Lions.
Oh, my God.
When you got Ray Rice.
It drives me wild. It drives me wild. That you know, it's commandment number 10, but we save the best for last. That is the most important rule at FF Champs.
Don't overthink it.
Start your studs. It's so easy. Just do it.
All right. Those were the 10 commandments for winning at fantasy football. Bill, what do we got in the next segment for the people?
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your telephone calls. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Plus, we're going to answer some emails. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. We'll be happy to help you with your fantasy football draft strategy. Don't go anywhere. Your outstanding telephone call is coming right up.
It's fantasy football season. Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios. Proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com. It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright and Todd DeVries, we're going to start firing away at your fantasy football draft questions. Again, the number to hit us up at 508-298-0398. Todd, well, we can answer some emails, right? Webradio at Patriots.com. And hey, send us some tweets too, at FF Champs. But first, we're going to kick it off right here with Lou from New Jersey. Lou's in a 12-team league. Lou, you're on with the Champs. What do you got for us, bud?
Champs, good afternoon. I just want to say I'm a longtime subscriber. Best fantasy information you can get, pound for pound,
Lou,
anywhere.
Lou, did we pay you for that plug? Come on, man.
Of course not. You might know my handle, NJ Bears, though. I'm there every Wednesday night on the live chat.
NJ Bears, that's my man. I know exactly who you are. Todd, yeah, I do a live chat with our members via Ustream on ffchamps.com every Wednesday night. People send in their mailbag questions. It's a lot of fun. Lou is always on.
Busting your chops, isn't he?
Lou's a great guy. He's very smart when it comes to fantasy football, so I'm happy he called in. Lou, what do you think of the show so far?
I think it's great, especially because my wife is taking a nap right now, and the kids are too. So I have some time to actually get away and actually ask you some questions, so I appreciate it.
All right, Lou, what do you got for us? You're in a 12-team league, right?
12-team league, half a point PPR. For quarterbacks, the passing touchdowns are 6, not 4, and I have the 8th pick. I already know I have the 8th pick. I feel like the top 3 running backs are going to be gone. I also feel like Brady, Breeze, and Rodgers are going to be on, and I think the kid's going to take Calvin Johnson at 7. So here I am at 8. I don't know what direction to go. Forte, Chris Johnson, Gronkowski. I mean, I'm so stuck with where to go with this 8th pick, because I think those top first 7 guys are all going to be gone by the time it comes to me.
Lou, Todd and I have this conversation all the time. After those first 3 running backs, Arian Foster, LeSean McCoy, and Ray Rice, there's a huge drop-off because there's a lot of question marks surrounding the running back position this year. Even Chris Johnson, who's not injured, but he just had such a bad year last year.
Bad taste in your mouth.
Awful taste in your mouth. Absolutely awful.
Looking good.
I think he's the guy you got to take, Lou. I mean, he was holding out all of training camp last year. He admitted he wasn't in shape. He wasn't ready to perform at a high level that we're accustomed to seeing him at. So I think he's got to be your guy at number 8. I really do.
Well, then that's what I'm going to go with. No second guessing. That's what I'm going to go with. And then hopefully on the way back I can still get... From the tier system, by the way, I'm going to make sure I grab myself a high-quality wide receiver if still available.
Hey, covet thy stud wide receivers, baby. You know what it is. That's the commandment right there.
Exactly.
So,
well,
Lou,
I just want to say, yeah.
How did you do in your league last year?
Last year I took 3rd. The previous 2 years I took 1st and 1st.
Nice.
And I was in the championship game. I've come home with money every single year, and I just want to say I can directly attribute that to you guys. I'm telling you. Anyone that's listening, as long as you're not in my league, do look into the ffchamps.com website. They're not paying me to say it. I don't mind if it sounds like a plug. I stand by what these guys talk about with the FFCPI. Every single thing that they do, they are on the money.
Thanks a lot, Lou. We really appreciate your call. We look forward to talking with you throughout the entire season.
All right, brother. I'll be at the Bears-Giants game this weekend.
Oh, I'm bringing my mother-in-law. Find me in parking lot K5.
K5. All right, brother. Take care.
All right, bye.
So there you go. Is that your brother or something?
No. No. I know for a fact, NJ Bears, he's always in the chat room on the on the site. Yep. And he's just a smart guy. Like, you can tell that he's aware of what's going on.
But you know what? He's in a tough spot. He's in a very tough spot there. Because those top, in his scoring format, where the quarterbacks get 6 points per pass, passing touchdown, right? Those top three guys are going to be gone. They're definitely going to go early. The top three running backs are going to go. Megatron's going to go. The top seven elite, top-tier players are gone. Right. And he has a decision to make.
Yeah.
You know? And I think he's smart in going with CJ2K, Chris Johnson. The upside is there. If he can get back to his form from a couple of years ago, you're looking at a top. You know, I mean, we were just talking about this before the show. We agree that he has cemented himself as the number four number four running back. There's the big three, Foster and LeSean McCoy and Ray Rice, and they're in their own little group.
Yeah.
But we kind of are starting to see Chris Johnson being the definite number four running back on the board.
Yeah, I agree. Because
just look at the question marks behind
so
him.
So many question marks.
Darren McFadden, we like him, but can he stay healthy?
Missed 10 games last year.
Matt Forte.
Missed 6 games last year.
Ryan Matthews.
Has a broken clavicle, out 4 to 6 weeks.
DeMarco Murray.
Rookie, second-year running back, got hurt at the end of last
year. Jamal Charles.
Tore his ACL in week 2 of last season, born in Peyton Hillis.
Marshawn Lynch.
Has a DUI, pending suspension, 2 or 4 games.
How about Adrian Peterson?
Has a torn ACL in week 16 of last season, plus he plays for the Vikings, I already mentioned that they're a horrible team.
Let me give you one more. Bill's face is beat red right now. He's so excited. Last one, just to prove our point, Frank Gore.
Ugh! Frank Gore's a chump. We said that at the first segment of the show. The guy's
Maurice
a chump.
Maurice Jones-Drew. Trent Richardson.
Holding out. List. Rookie tore his knee up.
It goes on and on and on. So
it's safe
kind
guys.
Of, it's kind of by default, right? But CJ2K, Chris Johnson of the Titans, right now is the number four running back on the board. It's kind of what's the analogy I'm looking for? It's addition by subtraction or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
But he's kind of that guy right now. So, but that's a tough spot for him to be in.
More of your calls, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. But hey, Todd, let's answer our first ever email on the Fantasy Football Champ Show, Patriots.com. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. We have Brandon from California. Here's what he says. Hey, guys, hope I am the first to email you. You are, but I'm kind of a homer for the Patriots. Hey, I don't blame you. Patriots have an awesome offense this year. Love them in fantasy football. He has Tom Brady, Aaron Hernandez, Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd. But for running backs, he has Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen. His backup is Peyton Hillis.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa. This is his fantasy team?
Yeah, he has everyone on the Patriots.
He drafted the entire Patriots team.
And he doesn't mention anyone's last name. He just says, I have Tom, Aaron, Wes, Lloyd.
He must know them all pretty well.
I guess. Anyway, his backup is Peyton Hillis. He doesn't think Hillis will be a starter, but he's going to get some red zone touches. Should I start Hillis over Shane Vereen? I also have Antonio Brown as my flex guy. I'm not drafting Shane Vereen until very late in the rounds. We know what happens with Bill Belichick running backs.
Week to week. Matchups.
He uses the best running back for whoever has the
game plan is.
Right. The skill sets that work into that game plan, that's who he's going to use, and it makes perfect sense for the NFL.
Terrible for fantasy football.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, on the other hand, was a TD guy, TD machine. Yeah. He had, 10 or 12 touchdowns last year?
Yep.
Those 12 touchdowns are going to be divided up into Stephen Ridley. Maybe Aaron Hernandez gets a few rushing touchdowns out of the backfield. Shane Vereen, Danny Woodhead, and all of a sudden this rookie's coming out of nowhere, Will Demps. So I think Peyton Hillis is really going to be your guy way ahead of Shane Vereen.
I mean, and even Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, we just mentioned. I mean, he had 11 touchdowns rushing last year, but only 667 rushing yards.
Right.
So again, he's not a
very low total.
You know,
they're a pass first team.
I know.
And you got Tom Brady. You don't need to run the ball.
Yeah, so what are we telling our email friend here?
You're starting Peyton Hillis, not
exactly.
Shane Vereen. I would drop Shane Vereen and try to pick up someone else that you know is going to get consistent touches every week. Fantasy football is about consistency. You need consistent production every single week.
And another thing, Bill, you know, don't draft all the players from the same team.
That was commandment
number eight. Now, there are exceptions to that, and you mentioned it when we went through the 10 commandments of winning in fantasy football.
Right.
And, if, you know, Tom Brady and Gronk, Tom Brady and Wes Welker, if you're going to break the rule, those are the guys to break it with. But don't add to the fuel to the fire with Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley.
No.
Go on and on and on and on.
There may be a situation where the Patriots are playing in the snow and it starts to rain and there's dogs running onto the field, and then all of a sudden they only score 10 points. I'm just saying, like a freak situation where
dogs on the field.
Yeah, who knows? I've seen squirrels on the field before. Someone slips. You never know what happens. It's the NFL. It's great. We got another email, all right? Webradio@patriots.com is the email address to reach us at. We have Nick C. asking. He's in a 17-player keeper PPR league with 22-man rosters. He picked up Andrew Luck over RG3, great pick, in this year's rookie draft. Did he make the right choice? And also, any deep rookie sleepers at running back he could maybe target to stash on his bench until they develop? Now, Todd, your expertise is rookies in the NFL because you're a huge college football fan. You watch a lot of college football.
Yep.
And you know these players like because you've been watching them for 4 years before they even touch the field on the NFL. So let's start it off. Did he make the right decision by going with Luck over RG3?
Is it keeper or dynasty?
It's a 22-man roster keeper league.
So year-to-year keeper.
But he only selects rookies in the draft.
Gotcha.
So next year, Andrew Luck can be on his team again.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this off the air too, Bill.
Yeah.
This year, I like both RG3 and Andrew Luck. I think that they're two elite talents, and they're going to be great in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
For this season, I would give the edge to RG3 only because of his running ability. He's going to have happy feet back in the pocket, Bill. He's going to scramble, and he's going to get when the play breaks down,
right.
He's going to get 8 yards, 12 yards, and those yards are going to rack up. He's going to have a nice rushing year this season for Washington, but over the long haul. Got to go with Luck. Did you watch him against the Steelers the other night?
He looked great.
You know, he looked like a vet. He threw the pick six.
Yeah, and then he bounced right back, though.
But the one thing about Andrew Luck that I want to bring up, his athletic ability, nobody talks about it.
Because RG3 gets all the hype.
Because RG3's in all the commercials,
yep.
Gatorade commercials and all that stuff,
yeah.
You know, running around on the treadmill and everything. Did you see that one? He's got like the Star Wars tubes coming out
of him. Amazing. It's amazing. How does he find time to practice?
But Andrew Luck's athleticism
yeah.
is off the charts. And if you watched that Steelers game the other night, scrambling out of the pocket, throwing on the run,
yep.
and that might be the difference between the two. He'll throw on the run. RG3's going to tuck it and run.
Right.
So I think he made the right choice there with Luck.
All right. How about some rookie sleepers at running backs that he can kind of target?
All right. Well, for this year, I love Doug Martin.
Love him.
Love Doug Martin. I don't know that he's really a sleeper per se.
Third round ADP,
yeah,
he's getting overhyped.
But I have to mention him.
Of course.
I think actually value-wise, well, before Trent Richardson got hurt, I would take Doug Martin where his ADP was over Trent Richardson any day of the week.
Okay.
I love Greg Schiano at Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Schiano comes from Rutgers.
Right.
At Rutgers, he ran the ball all the time. He made Ray Rice who he is.
Yes.
And he's going to go back to his roots, and he's going to run the ball a lot. And Doug Martin's the man. Doug Martin was an excellent running back who could catch the ball at Boise State.
Right.
All right. So in that third, fourth round, Doug Martin is the guy that I like from a rookie perspective.
I think this guy needs deeper.
I know. Deeper. Ronnie Hillman, keeper or dynasty?
It's a keeper.
I know, I'm saying, if you're talking keeper or dynasty,
I'm not talking
this year,
yes.
But if you're talking about a guy you can stash away for next year, I love Ronnie Hillman, Denver Broncos. Ronnie Hillman from San Diego State, he was on pace to smash all of Marshall Faulk's record at San Diego State. And then he came out early, there was a loophole, and he was able to come out after his sophomore year. He was able to go to the pros a little bit early. That kind of surprised the college football world. This guy's underrated, and I think I like his system there in Denver, getting handoffs from Peyton Manning. Now, he's hurt right now in the preseason, and this season I'm not so sure what's going to happen. But if you're looking for a deep sleeper to stash away in a dynasty,
that's what he wants.
Ronnie Hillman.
And the great thing that you just mentioned, and I want to point out, is when you're drafting running backs or any position really in the dynasty league, you want to look at players that the guys that are in front of them on the depth chart, like Willis McGahee is to Ronnie Hillman, he's going to be retired in a couple of years. Look at another guy, Steven Jackson. They got Isaiah Pede right behind him on the depth chart. Isaiah Pede, quality back that you can get in a dynasty league because you know Steven Jackson may only have two more years in the NFL. Same thing with Frank Gore, LaMichael James, and Kendall Hunter. Those are the guys that you'll want to get now to use them in two or three years.
One more name I got to bring up for this guy.
What do you got?
It's Mr. Robert Turbin.
Robert Turbin.
Utah Seattle, State.
Yep.
Yep. Unknown commodity out of Utah State who's over on the Seattle Seahawks. And with Marshawn Lynch potentially being suspended, we're not quite sure. He might be a guy that actually makes a little bit of a splash this year. But Robert Turbin is another underrated sleeper running back rookie that I would target in your draft.
I have the up arrow next to him on our Fantasy Football Champs rankings.
He looked pretty good.
Because we don't know what's going to happen with Lynch yet. And if Lynch is suspended for those first two games, they're going to put Turbin in to start.
I know, and he looked pretty good in the preseason.
Yes,
if you
he did.
Him. He's a big, strong guy, and he's got some speed. And he catches the ball out of the backfield. Big play threat out of Utah State.
Give us a call at 508-298-0398. We're going to go back to emails, though. We have Evan. He's in a 12-team league. He has the 6th pick overall, and his league awards 6 points for every passing touchdown. Does our opinion change on targeting one of the big three quarterbacks with his first pick? Again, it's a 6th overall pick. If you think, if you look elsewhere, who do you like better, CJ2K, Chris Johnson, or Megatron? It's not a PPR. That's Evan G.
All right, so here's what he's got the 6th pick.
Right.
So he's got a decision to make because one of the either the big three quarterbacks or the big three running backs is going to fall to him.
Right.
Right. So what do you think, Bill?
You know, here's what's going to happen if he does not take a running back. He's going to end up with a low-tier quality guy that can perform like an RB1, but he's not really quite there yet in the second round because it's a 12-man league. So what does he have, like the 24th pick? He has the 16th, 18th pick. No, excuse me.
You're not so good at math, my friend.
No, I'm awful. I'm so bad. In the second round, he's like the 18th pick, right?
Right.
He has a 6th pick in the first round, 18th pick in the second round. He's not going to get anyone good there. You're lucky if Adrian Peterson's still on the board at that point. I would go with Chris Johnson. I think that's a safe pick. We're going to say it throughout the entire show. I'm not taking the quarterback just because he throws for 6 points, just because he throws for a lot of touchdowns and you get 6 points instead of 4. That's really not that much of a difference. If you take what Aaron Rodgers did last year and look at what a guy like Eli Manning or Matt Ryan did, it might be like 40 points total in terms of just touchdowns. But divide that up to 16 weeks, that's like 1 or 2 points a week. That is not what's going to win you your fantasy matchup, that 1 or 2 point.
You're not so good with math, my friend.
What do we got?
But I got you. I know.
You know what I mean.
I know what you're trying to say.
I'm so bad at math. That's why I'm not an accountant.
Well, hey, so, you know, he's going to have that decision to make.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the big three quarterbacks will be gone, and one of the big three running backs will fall on his lap, too. And if that's the case, even easier. Now, if it's a PPR league, which it's not, but if it was PPR, then Megatron also comes into the play. But that's not the case here. So CJ2K, that's the call from here.
I agree. Todd, we're getting a lot of tweets at FF Champs. We have Bodog in a 12-team league. He gets 6 points for quarterback touchdowns. He's in the 7th position. So, again, this is kind of the same exact question. It seems like this is a trend for a lot of people out there this year, and we explain why. It's because there's so many questions at running backs. I'm going to tell this guy that even though all the top-tier running backs are off the board, he wants to know, should he get a quarterback at the 7th overall pick? I'm guessing Chris Johnson's not there.
This is, again, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Now
wait on the quarterback.
Wait on the quarterback.
I can't say it clear enough.
Yeah. But here's the dilemma, Bill. For, you know, some of these players, these fantasy managers that are out there, they're going to be drafting a running back that has some question marks.
Right.
Over the easy, the pick that had kind of the mindless pick of taking like a Drew Brees or someone there.
Right.
So that's, I can see their plight. They're like, should I take a Darren McFadden who's got some question marks? Or do I take a quarterback who I know is going to produce.
The thing about the quarterbacks is, unless you're in a scoring system where they give bonuses for 300 yards, it's a 6-point touchdown. You get a point for every completion. You get crazy amounts of bonuses. You start 2 quarterbacks. People say all the time, but I'm in a 6 point per passing touchdown league. It doesn't matter. That's not a big difference. My math is not that bad. I know 4 to 6 is only 2 point difference. All right. It's not that big of a deal. 4 to 6 points. So unless you're in a crazy format where you get a ton of bonuses for passing yards, I'm still waiting on my quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And again, let's talk to the people a little bit about some of those guys we might be targeting later on. If we're waiting on a quarterback, who are we waiting on? Who were some of those the lower tiered guys? Those guys ranked in that 8 through 12 range on our cheat sheets that you might be targeting. You mentioned Matt Ryan is one of them.
Matt Ryan is definitely one of them. He's one of my sleepers this year that I really think is going to step up into that elite
6th
level.
Round ADP at the current moment.
Grab him. Grab him right away.
Right.
Philip Rivers is another guy I like. We know the Chargers are a pass first offense. Antonio Gates in the mix. Robert Meacham in the mix. They signed Eddie Royale this year. Vincent Brown's down with an ankle injury, but I still think Philip Rivers is an elite talent at the quarterback position. I like Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has 2 great receivers in Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker that performed at a good level with Tim Tebow throwing them the ball. Imagine what they can do with Peyton Manning. So Peyton Manning's another guy that I think you can draft late enough, and he's still going to perform at an elite level.
What about Jay Cutler?
Jay Cutler is one of my guys. I call him a champ, right? I call him a champ, and here's why I call him a champ. For the first time since being with the Chicago Bears, he has a viable wide receiving target in Brandon Marshall. I'm really excited to see what they can do together.
Good-looking rookie in Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey in the mix as well. But you know what? Who wasn't cutting it the last 2 years? Devin Hester and Johnny Knox and Earl Bennett. Those guys weren't cutting it, and that's why Jay Cutler really suffered in the world of fantasy football. I think this year is going to be a resurgence from Mr. Cutler.
Hey, and in that division, like you mentioned before, we talked with Brandon Marshall.
Got to put up a lot of points.
The Lions.
Yep.
The Vikings' defense isn't so hot. The Packers are going to score 30-plus on you. They're going to be throwing the ball around. Jay Cutler, we have him ranked right now number 13.
Yep.
On the cheat sheet. His ADP, average draft position, ninth round. Not bad. That's a guy, a strong QB2. And pair him up with, like you said, pair him up with a Matt Ryan or a Peyton Manning, and you got
solid.
Yourself a nice, you can play the matchups each week, and you're solid.
Absolutely. Todd, a couple more tweets here. We got one from Tank63. He wants to know, finally, someone with sense. He wants to know, would you draft three running backs in a row?
Well, kind of depends on your format.
Of course. But three running backs in a row, at least this guy's not asking me if I should take a quarterback, a tight end, and a kicker in the first three rounds. We got a lot of
I've
those.
I've done that before.
Three running backs in a row?
I've done that before, and it's solid. It kind of just depends. We need a little more information out of him.
Yeah.
It kind of just depends. Obviously, you're going to be weakened at wide receiver. You know, if it's a PPR league, we need a little more information there. There are worse strategies to go with than that, but it kind of just depends on who's falling in his lap. I mean, Bill, maybe somebody's just falling in his lap with that third round pick that he just can't believe is there.
Right. It could be like a guy like Adrian Peterson. Maybe people pass him up this year because they're afraid of the ACL.
And he's your RB3.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you better have a plan. You better have identified some wide receivers and quarterbacks that you like late if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
But if you've gone through the cheat sheet, deep into the cheat sheet, and there's some guys in there that you identified down there, down the list that you're comfortable as your wide receiver one, wide receiver two, Brandon Lloyd maybe, for example, from the Patriots, maybe Mike Wallace. You roll the dice on Mike Wallace who's holding out. If you can gather some of those guys and they pan out, then you're looking pretty solid.
Totally agree. Totally agree with you.
So it's not running back with the first three picks, something I wouldn't advise all the time, but in the right scenario, it's not crazy.
No, especially since the wide receiver position is so deep this year, like you said.
Yeah, I don't think there's a big difference at wide receiver from number 16 to number 27 on our cheat sheet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you can gather two or three of those guys, then you're in good shape.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright hanging out on Patriots.com radio. This is Fantasy Football Champs. We are helping everyone out there with their fantasy football drafts. We're going to take a quick break here, but hey, more of your calls right after this.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. The great voiceover man was right. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright, we are here to help you win your fantasy football leagues. Todd, this is the second hour of our inaugural debut on Patriots.com Radio. This is the fantasy football draft special. We have 1 hour to go. Here's what we're going to do in the rest of the hour. We're going to be talking sleepers. We're going to be talking some busts. We're going to be taking telephone calls at the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're going to be answering some emails. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. You can tweet us at FFChamps. We're going to be going over some of the fantasy football playmakers on the New England Patriots roster and the big segment that everyone should be looking forward to. We're going to go heavy and hard on running backs. That is the thinnest position in fantasy football this year, and that's the position that will make or break your season. So we're going to be doing a lot of analysis on the running backs. I hope everyone at home is ready.
That's right, Bill. But first and foremost, we have callers with questions.
Callers on the line.
And we've got the answers. We are right in the heart of fantasy football draft season. Let's hit them up.
All right, we got Tom in New York. He's in a 10-team league with PPR format, so he gets points per reception. Tom, you're now on with the champs. What do you got?
Right on. Hey, I'm in, like I said, 10-team league, PPR. The only weird part is we get a point for every rush over 20 rushes for our running backs.
Okay.
My team, it's a keeper league. I got Aaron Rodgers, Jamaal Charles, Darren Sproles, Jordy Nelson, and Hakeem Nicks.
Okay.
So I feel a little weak at running back because of the injury question.
But I tell you what, Tom, those are the running backs to have. And is this a full PPR league?
Yes.
And it's distance. So we get another point when they rush for over 20.
Right, but he's got Sproles and Charles, and those guys, how many times are they going to rush over 20?
A lot.
Sproles?
Yeah.
You think he's going to have over 20 rushing attempts per game?
Does it count for receiving catches? Does it count for receptions as well when he goes over 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, combined.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Every time. So I guess my question is, I got the 7th pick of the first round. I've done a whole bunch of mock drafts on FF Champs. Huh. Every time I'm trying to figure out whether I should take a guy like Steven Jackson or grab another big-name receiver. I don't think Larry Fitz will be there, but if he is, that's probably who I would grab.
Well, who are the other wide receiver possibilities at number 7?
The other first-rounders would be like a Greg Jennings, who I already have Jordy Nelson, so probably not.
And you have Rodgers.
I already have Hakeem Nicks, so I probably wouldn't pick him. But I'm thinking Roddy White is probably going to be available.
How about AJ Green?
No, he's gone.
See, that's what it's tough for us to suggest who you should be targeting because we don't know who your opponents are keeping.
Well, I'm just telling you the big names that are available. That I've done all the mock drafts.
Okay.
The big names that are going to be available. Possibly Larry Fitzgerald. I doubt it. Greg Jennings, Victor Cruz, Roddy White. And then Jeremy Maclin would be the big names that would be available.
Roddy White has to be your guy, Tom, because, like you mentioned, Knicks, you don't want to take Cruz. You already have Knicks. You have Jordy Nelson. You don't want to take Greg Jennings.
And he has Aaron Rodgers.
If Larry Fitz is there, that's the guy you take. But if not, go all in on Roddy White. He's going to be dynamite.
Roddy White. And then when it comes back around, as far as running backs are concerned, probably the best one I'd be able to get would be Doug Martin.
Do you get to keep him for next year and the future seasons as well?
Not in the second round. I can only start keeping him in the third round.
Mm. So who are some other running back possibilities?
In the second round, Steven Jackson, Doug Martin, Frank Gore, Michael Turner, Green Ellis. Not a whole lot of real excitement there.
But not in a PPR league either.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I should take Steven Jackson and then come back and get a guy like Jeremy Maclin or Percy Harvin.
No, go with the receiver. I like Roddy White. Based on the receivers that I'm assuming are already gone, the Brandon Marshalls, the Welkers, the A.J. Greens.
Gone.
Yeah, right. So those guys are gone. Go with Roddy White in the first to ensure that you have a solid wide receiver core. And then maybe Steven Jackson's the guy in the second round. I'm not a big fan of Steven Jackson. Right now we have him in as our 14th ranked running back on FFChamps.com. What do you think, Todd? Doug Martin over Steven Jackson? You might have to go youth here.
I would go Doug Martin.
Yeah.
I think he's got more upside.
Okay.
You know, I think that Shiano rode, again, we talked about it in the other segment. He rode Ray Rice. You talk about getting bonus points for heavy workload over 20 rushes. Doug Martin's got a chance to do that.
I think with LeGarrette Blount, he just injured his groin. He has been practicing. I would go with Doug Martin. Tom, we appreciate your call. We're going to move to another Tom. Tom is in San Jose. Tom, you're in a 10-team PPR league. How are you?
Pretty good.
What do you got for us?
I got a tricky dude. Number 5, PPR, 4-point touchdowns for quarterbacks, but we play 2 quarterbacks, and I'm not sure how that fits. Now, I would normally say Megatron at number 5 would be the best bet. But I've had terrible luck drafting a guy after his career year.
Yeah.
Every time the guy busts out.
I hear that a lot.
It's like the Madden curse.
Yes, I agree. I hear that about that a lot.
So who do you expect to go?
I've had a long history of, like, you name some disaster the year after, and that's the guy I got.
So, Tom, who do you expect to go in the top 4 slots? Do you have any idea?
I would expect Rodgers. Rodgers and the 3 top running backs, the Rice, Foster, and McCoy. I mean, if they fell to me, I'd take them. There's no doubt about it. But then I'm not going to see them.
Okay, so you're in a 2 quarterback format.
Yeah, so
you're going to be.
I'm not sure what that affects. Normally, I'd wait for a quarterback, but I don't really understand. I can't quite get a handle on how it affects how you draft quarterbacks if you do two.
So, Bill, let's put it this way, Bill. Yeah. Let's say the big three running backs are gone and Aaron Rodgers is gone. Tom is sitting there at number five. Tom Brady staring him in the face.
Take him. I think in the two quarterback system, it pays to have that stud quarterback.
With all his weapons, and the other reason I like Brady is I'm still not sure what Breeze is going to do without a coach. And
I wouldn't be worried
Brady,
about that.
You know, Brady's always a threat for 50 TDs. That's two quarterbacks.
You know, Tom, what we're going to do, I think maybe in the next segment, we're going to run through the New England Patriots roster. After all, we are on Patriots.com radio. So we're going to run through the Patriots roster, and we're going to identify all the playmakers that you can use from the Patriots in fantasy football. And let me tell you this, there's a lot of them.
Right. You know, I like Ridley, too.
Yeah, Ridley, you know, there's a lot of weapons there. But yeah. But Tom, I think this is the exception to the one of the Ten Commandments where you wait on your quarterback. Two quarterback league. I tell you what, if I'm sitting there in his shoes, I'm taking Tom Brady as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks. That's perfect.
All right, Tom, we appreciate your call. Is there anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Todd, the number right here, Ace Ticket Hotline, give us a ring, 508-298-0398. There's no callers on the line. The lines are wide open right now, so give us a ring. Again, that phone number is 508-298-0398.
Bill, before we get to some emails, okay. Now we're getting hit with a lot of email
yeah,
questions.
A lot of them.
I wanted to go back to the first Tom,
okay,
who had the full PPR league, and he was worried about his RB depth,
right.
Running back depth. He had Jamal Charles and Darren Sproles in a full PPR.
Exactly.
If you're in a full PPR, I mean, those are some pretty quality running backs to have. I think people underestimate how valuable Darren Sproles is in that format.
Darren Sproles had 86 receptions last year. 86. That was better than most receivers.
That's 86 points.
That's 86 points just off catching the football. I think Mark Ingram's always banged up. I think Pierre Thomas is always banged up. Darren Sproles, right now, he's dealing with a little bit of a knee injury, but their coach already came out and said that if they had a real game this weekend, Darren Sproles would be in the lineup. Other than Jimmy Graham, I think Darren Sproles is Drew Brees' most consistent, most valuable target. Even though it's out of the backfield, he was suited. Darren Sproles was made for this New Orleans offense.
Yeah, and Jamal Charles is nice out of the backfield as well.
Love what Jamal Charles can do for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is in a little bit of a different situation than Adrian Peterson, okay? Jamal Charles tore his ACL in week two or three, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the second game.
Second game. Adrian Peterson tore it in the last game of the season. That's like 3 months ahead of schedule in terms of the rehab process. I like Jamal Charles a little bit more than I like Adrian Peterson this year.
You know what? And again, you suggested Roddy White,
right?
Who's kind of being overshadowed by Julio Jones right now.
I don't understand why. Julio Jones only in his second year. He was a little bit dinged up last year. Roddy White, consistent option in the PPR
catches format.
Exactly.
Consistent 100 catches, option. 179 targets.
Yeah.
So they're throwing him the ball. And, you know, I liken that dynamic duo to what we had back with the Colts a few years ago with Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. For years and years and years, it was Harrison who was the number one guy.
Right.
And then the youngster, and I'm going back a few years, but the youngster Reggie Wayne was like, oh, man, look at this guy. And then as time went on, you saw a tipping point where it actually shifted to the other way around.
I don't think that's going to happen in Julio Jones' second year.
Probably not, but I think a lot of people are overestimating what he might be doing in his second year. He's so explosive. And I love what Julio Jones can do. But I think Roddy White's getting lost in the shuffle just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think he has tremendous value. We got Todd in Jacksonville, Florida. He's in a 10-team league, PPR format, and it's also a keeper league. Todd, welcome to the show. You're on with Bill Enright and another Todd DeVries.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
All right. So my question is draft strategy. I've got the 10th pick, you know, snake draft. So I'm assuming the top seven guys that you mentioned earlier are going to be gone. And our QBs fly off the board. Now, with the running backs and all their injuries that you've already said on the show is really kind of killing me right now. And I'm looking at Graham and Gronk as basically two stud receivers. I mean, we have a flex position, but it's only a running back and wide receiver. So we only play one tight end.
Right.
And I know that you can get value like Jared Cook and some of those other guys later on in the round. But like I said, I'm looking at them as like a stud receiver. I can't pull up their stats right now, but how are they compared to Calvin Johnson?
Well, let's take a look. Rob Gronkowski, 90 receptions, 1,327 yards, 17 touchdowns.
That was one more than Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson had 16. Rob Gronkowski had 17 touchdowns last year.
That's ridiculous.
Jimmy Graham. We just talked about Roddy White catching 100 balls. Jimmy Graham caught 99.
Yeah.
Also 1,310 yards, 11 touchdowns. So you're right. I mean, those guys at the tight end position are producing like an elite wide receiver.
FFChamps.com rankings. We have Rob Gronkowski projected for 326 fantasy points. Jimmy Graham only 4 points behind him at 322. How's that for math? 326 minus 322 is 4.
Impressive.
All right. I actually think Graham probably should have a better season than Gronk this year due to the fact that you have the addition of Lloyd. And yeah, I'm not worried about Breeze without having the coach. He's his own coach out there. And the fact that, you know, the Pats are playing against the schedule last year, the toughest passing defense is, you know, for the schedule-wise throughout the year, whereas New Orleans playing facing easier schedule in regards to passing.
Right. So Todd, so your question here basically is you're sitting here in the 10 spot in a 10-teamer, right?
And yeah, do I pass up on these running backs because of the injuries and get one of these tight ends? Or a stud receiver?
What do you think, Bill?
I think he should go with Graham or Gronk with that one pick. And then he has the second round. He has back-to-back picks, basically. He's in a 10-team league. Yeah. He has a 10th pick. He has back-to-back picks. So take a running back at 10 and then take a tight end at 11. Or if you want to switch it up and you get a little freaky, you take the tight end at 10 and then the running back at 11, because it doesn't really matter.
But I
think you should go with one of the tight ends. I think Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham are going to outperform Larry Fitzgerald, who's my number two number two wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, this is a full PPR league, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, these two guys are off the charts value-wise, Bill.
Of course.
You know, off the charts when they're going to catch 90 to 100 balls.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. So the question's going to be then, you just have to decide, kind of pick your poison on the running back.
Right.
Right.
You might have to go with...
Hey, Charles, who would you go?
We were debating this a little bit off-air, and if Marshawn Lynch doesn't get suspended, and we'll know in the next week or two if he's going to get suspended, but he is so undervalued right now. The guy was a top five running back last year in fantasy football. Everyone's nervous about drafting him because he got a DUI and he's supposed to be get suspended. But Todd, this may come off as a little bit crazy, but I would rather my fantasy football players, only for fantasy football purposes, to be in trouble off the field and get suspended for two games than them get injured and miss two games because of an injury. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. I hear what you're saying there. 1,204 yards, 12 touchdowns for Marshawn last year. Doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield.
No, he doesn't.
Only 28 receptions, 212 yards, and another score there.
But he's so consistent.
Yeah, he's pretty consistent. He had a slow start last year, too, if you look at it. I mean, he only had 4, 1, and 7 fantasy points in the first 3 weeks. And then from there on out, it's just a lot of points. So that's a guy that I know you're high on him, Bill.
Yeah, I am.
You're high on him. So maybe Marshawn Lynch and either Graham or Gronk.
Yes. Or if Forte's still there or McFadden's still there, I'd debate one of those three running backs. Again, check out the rankings the day of your draft. These rankings change all the time based on the injuries that we're seeing in the preseason and in training camp.
And by the way, when you go to ffchamps.com, you can customize the rankings to your scoring system. So make sure, if you're in a full PPR league, that you customize it so that the scoring is, you know, the cheat sheets are reflective of your scoring system.
Exactly. Thanks for mentioning that, Todd.
No problem.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here on Fantasy Football Champs, Patriots.com radio, but don't go anywhere. We're going to evaluate the Patriots roster and how they do in fantasy football. We'll be right back after this.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We'll be taking your more of your calls at 508-298-0398. Todd, we actually have a Craig from Gloucester on the line. He's in a 10-team PPR league. Craig, what's going on, my man?
How you doing today? I got a question. I've got the last pick in the first round and the first pick in the second round. We're in a keeper league. My three keepers were Arian Foster, Tom Brady, and Jermichael Finley. I'm hoping that I'm looking at the board of who could be there. I got Julio Jones, Trent Richardson, Fred Jackson, A.J. Green, Jamal Charles. What do you guys think of Doug Martin from Tampa Bay? Do you think he will be the number one back for Buccaneers?
Craig, I'm going to help you out here, but first, I think I botched the name of your town you're from. You're from Gloucester, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to help you out a little bit. You just helped me out. It's Gloucester, Massachusetts. I'm going to help you out. It's not
Julio.
It's not Julio Jones. It's Julio. Julio Jones. So when you're at your draft, and you can say, I pick Julio Jones, everyone's not going to look at you if you say Julio, because I don't think that player exists in the NFL.
I tell you what, Craig, I love the fact that you have Arian Foster and Tom Brady.
Dynamic.
That is a good start.
Yeah,
now, you're
awesome.
Sitting there. You're picking 10th in a 10-teamer, right? So you got 10th and 11th pick. Is it a full PPR?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And he's talking to some of the names he threw out there, Bill, were Julio Jones, A.J. Green, Jamal Charles,
Doug Martin.
Yep. These are some pretty good names out there.
Yeah. Now, I mean, he can pick two of those guys.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Bill? What should he do there? Should he go? I mean, think about it. He's got a quarterback, a running back, and a tight end on his keeper list already.
He needs a wide receiver.
Exactly. So, you know, man, Julio and Jamal Charles right there?
Yeah, not bad.
Or A.J. Green.
You know, both of these guys, Julio Jones and A.J. Green, came out of college at the same time, and they're going to be compared to each other for the rest of their careers. I think A.J. Green had the better year last year. I think Julio Jones might have the better year this year. So I'm confident that he should take Julio over A.J. Green.
For you guys.
What's that?
I had Percy Harvin and I had Vincent Jackson, and I dropped them both to keep Jermichael Finley. Do you think I was stupid to do that?
You know, I said to everyone at the beginning of the show that I think Finley is a chump. It's a PPR league. Percy Harvin finished eighth in the PPR format last year. Very undervalued. That might be a fail. Now, Vincent Jackson, I don't mind you dropping him, but I think I would have kept Percy Harvin over Finley.
But what's done is done.
That's right.
If these guys are sitting there for you, Craig, and how long do you get to keep these guys, by the way?
Until the league ends, which could be forever.
Hey, I mean, he could wind up with like A.J. Green or Julio Jones forever.
For their career?
You think they're going to last? They're going to be there for you at the 10-11 turn?
I'm looking at the board right now, and McFadden's out there. Lynch is out there. Larry Fitzgerald's out there.
I'll tell you what. Honestly, here's my opinion, Bill. If he can get one of the two,
yes.
Julio or AJ, and one of the two, Jamal Charles or Doug Martin, you're sitting pretty.
Absolutely.
I love that. You'd have two stud running backs, Tom Brady, a nice young wide receiver, and a decent tight end.
Right. Top 10 tight end.
All right. Thanks, guys, and you have a great day.
All right, Greg. Great job. Great question. Thank getting you. Those keepers. I mean, Arian Foster, Tom Brady, two probably number one players at each of their position.
I wonder if he got Arian Foster last. Well, who knows when he drafted him? He could have drafted him a few years ago.
Right.
You guys would be proud of me last year.
What do you got, Kevin?
I took Gronk in the ninth round and got laughed out of my draft.
Really?
I was the one laughing by the end of the year.
Well, yeah.
He's probably going to be my keeper this year.
Look who's laughing now.
Kevin, was Hernandez even drafted in your draft last year?
He was drafted. I think it was like 12. I think it was the 12th round he got drafted in.
Yeah.
We have a lot of homers in my draft, as you can imagine.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
I mean, I know in one of my leagues, Bill, where the guys really know what's going on.
Yeah.
I drafted a tight end early. I think actually I took like a Finley or someone, and not too happy with how that worked out. But because I took a tight end early last year, I wasn't going to grab another one later, and I was like looking at Hernandez in like the 14th round.
Yeah.
Like, how is he not being selected? Now, again, I had no clue that Gronk was going to do what he did.
No, most people didn't. I didn't.
I claim ignorance on that.
A flyer.
But if I had known, even last year, before last year started, if I had known Hernandez would have been there in the 14th versus me taking Finley in like the 5th or 6th, I would have totally waited on Hernandez.
This is an excellent segue on. Let's talk about the Patriots roster and who are the top fantasy football playmakers from the New England Patriots.
All right. So, Bill, I'm going to throw this to you.
All right.
Big impact on offense. A guy calling the plays.
Josh McDaniels back in town.
He's back.
Yeah.
Now, he was there in 2007 when all hell broke loose.
50 touchdowns. Tom Brady set the passing record.
Yeah, he had a guy named Randy Moss to throw to.
22 or 23 touchdowns at the single season touchdown reception.
You're right. So this year, he's got a new toy to play with.
Yep.
Brandon Lloyd. What do you make of Brandon Lloyd from a fantasy perspective, and how's he going to work with Wes Welker? Does he hurt Wes Welker's draft value? Does he help his draft value? What's your take on the two wide receivers? Forget the tight ends for now. The wide receivers.
I love Brandon Lloyd this year. He's in the top 20 for wide receivers at ffchamps.com. And the reason why is because last year, Tom Brady, he didn't have really another wide receiver to target. We all know what happened to Chad Johnson. Only caught 15 receptions. So I think with Wes Welker, and now that there's another receiver that can stretch the field, that can catch the ball on the outside or come over the middle, I think Brandon Lloyd is going to be a valuable asset for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, as well as your fantasy football roster. Draft him as your WR2, your wide receiver 2, and don't be surprised if he finishes the year inside the top 15.
And he's going to be there for you.
Absolutely.
That's, again, if you load up with running backs in the first couple of rounds, Bill, the sweet spot for those wide receivers, as we've been talking about during the show, if you look at the FF Champs rankings, 16 to 27, there's not a lot of separation in my view.
No, there's not.
At the wide receiver position. If you can grab a couple guys out of that batch, man, you're in good shape. And Brandon Lloyd's one of those guys that's right in my sights if I'm in that spot.
We got the upper hour next to him, and we have the little star that indicates a sleeper. Right now, his average draft position is somewhere in the 6th round. Todd, great value there.
Right. Let's move to the tight end position. We all know what Gronk did last year. 90 receptions, 1,327 yards, 17 touchdowns.
Incredible.
Let's talk a little bit about the other guy, Aaron Hernandez. A little bit, a lot of it overshadowed by the Gronk, but what's his value in fantasy this year?
I think if you're in a PPR league, you got to look at what Aaron Hernandez did last year, and that was 79 catches. You're not going to find many tight ends that get 79 catches that aren't named Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski. He had 900 yards, 7 touchdowns. That's excellent value, even though he may be considered, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't really see me at home because we're on the radio, but I'm doing air quotes, even though he's the Patriots' number two tight end, I think he puts up number one type numbers if he's on any other team in the NFL. Love Aaron Hernandez.
Now, what do we make about his rushing attempts that he had late in the season?
Hey.
Is that a sign of things to come, or was that just Belichick getting a little bit cute last year, throwing a new wrinkle into the offense for the playoff stretch?
I'll take some cuteness all day long as it keeps the opposing defenses guessing, because we want offensive production. So, hey, if Belichick has to get a little cute and start handing the ball off to Aaron Hernandez, who, by the way, is so dangerous with the ball in his hands, I really think Hernandez is going to be a great option for all your fantasy football teams. We have him in our top three, right behind Jimmy Graham and Rob Gronkowski.
I hear you, Bill. I'll tell you what. Why don't we go to break? When we come back, we're going to hit some of the emails. And there's a lot of questions out there, Bill. A lot of people with a lot of questions.
We're going to saw off this email list, too. So give us an email at webradio@patriots.com.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
Bill Enright and Todd DeVries helping you guys win your fantasy football leagues. This is the Fantasy Football Draft Special, Todd. We have a lot of emails to get through here. Webradio@Patriots.com. You can also give us a call, 508-298-0398. Let's quickly go through, fire through these emails. We got Daniel P. He's in a league where kick returners get a lot of points. I'm actually a big advocate of using kick returns in leagues because, hey, it's part of the game. So he's thinking Antonio Brown because he's a dual threat that is a valuable wide receiver.
Rightly so. Good choice.
Punt returner and kick returner. So who else can we give him out there that are some really solid options?
Well, the obvious choice from the past couple of years is DeSean Jackson.
Absolutely.
Now, it remains to be seen how many punt returns he's going to have this year. They got a couple of rookies are looking at, but DeSean Jackson's a guy that sticks out like a sore thumb.
Darren Sproles is another guy that's excellent on punt returns or kick returns.
Yep. So those are a couple names for him.
And then David Wilson from the New York Giants, the rookie. I think he's going to be the main kick return guy, and then he may even get some carries if Ahmad Bradshaw gets hurt.
There you go.
All right, we got an email from Strippers. That's the name here. I'm just reading it from the email.
No, the locals know him. Don't worry.
The locals know who they are. All right. It's only our first show. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of repeat callers, a lot of repeat people emailing
in. Let me just get this correct. We're not getting emails from strippers.
No.
We're getting an email from a guy whose name is...
That is correct.
Strippers.
That is correct. He sounds like an awesome guy.
Oh,
yeah. Bring on the burlesque show, baby. He's in a 12-team...
Keep that shirt on, Bill.
12-team non-PPR league. Quarterbacks get 5 points for touchdown passes. The shirt's still on. Quarterbacks get touchdown passes that are worth 5 points. Interceptions are minus one. The rest is all regular scoring. He's got the third pick. Love the third pick this year. And the person that has the second pick is going to go Aaron Rodgers. So let's just assume that Arian Foster is going to go number one.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is going to go number two. That means he has Ray Rice or LeSean McCoy. Right now, we have Ray Rice a notch above, just a little smidgen above LeSean McCoy. I think that's who he should pick at number three. And actually, that's who he's planning on picking already.
I think if he's just looking for validation, then I think we're going to give it to him.
This stripper guy must be really smart because he's saying, I'm going to wait till about the fifth round or so to take a quarterback, which we've been advocating throughout the entire show.
That's the way to go, man.
Way to go. Wait on the quarterback. Take Ray Rice number three. You have a dynamite foundation for your team just by drafting one player in Ray Rice.
I totally agree.
All right, Devin B., he needs some fantasy advice. He's emailing us in from Monterey, California. I've actually been there, Todd. Beautiful place right on the water.
And beautiful aquarium.
Yeah, that's
have
right.
You been there?
Yes, I have. They have a nice pier there. I really like it in Monterey.
All right, what's his question?
All right, so his question is, he's in a 12-team league. He's drafting at the 12th spot, so he'll have 12 and 13. He feels stuck as to who to draft. His standard scoring league, he's got as a flex position, though, that he can go running back, wide receiver, tight end. So in a couple mock drafts he did, he ended up with Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Graham, and he was really wondering what our advice would be with such a late draft spot. You know, that 12-team league, and you're drafting from the 12th slot, it's a little tough because you don't know who's going to be there. It all depends on who the first 11 picks are.
Does he give us any kind of scoring format?
Yeah, standard scoring.
Standard scoring. Well, he's got to have a running back in the mix.
I think he really should draft a running back there. Otherwise,
one of the two.
He's got to wait a long time before he gets another running back.
I mean, he's going to wait 24 picks, right. 22 picks before he picks again.
Right. So I wouldn't mind going Jimmy Graham or Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, I mean, he could go tight end there, get the value there. It's not PPR? Standard scoring.
Standard scoring.
Hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to predict who's going to be there for him. I would take best available running back on the FF Champs cheat sheet.
Hey, that's why we've got the tiers there.
Yeah, and he could still get a top 10 running back there most likely, obviously. You know, a couple quarterbacks will go ahead of him. Megatron will go ahead of him. I would go in that direction. I would think long and hard about the tight end position if one of those big two is there.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I would not go quarterback there. I would wait on my quarterback.
Okay, I agree with that. That was Devin from Monterey, California. We have Dan from Boston. He has the fifth pick, and he had, listen to this, Todd. He had the fifth pick. He ended up getting, in order, number one, Calvin Johnson, number two, Larry Fitzgerald, number three, Brandon Marshall. So he went wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver in the first three rounds, and he wants to know, did he do the right thing by taking three wide receivers straight off the back?
I pray it's a PPR league.
It is a PPR league. Okay. He's a little weak at running back.
I would think so.
Peyton Hillis and CJ Spiller right now, who, you know what, in a PPR league, they're valuable. They're not tier one guys. They're not tier two guys, but they are productive.
Okay.
Does his wide receiver core make up for the fact that he doesn't have top-notch running backs?
I think he went a little overboard on the wide receivers.
Might have been.
Yeah, just a little bit. You gotta love the trio.
It's a 12-team league with a PPR and a flex.
Okay. Well,
Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitz, Brandon Marshall.
I trade bait.
Yeah, that's right.
Trade bait.
Never hurts to make a trade later on. There's going to be someone that has an injured wide receiver. Maybe offer up Brandon Marshall. Maybe offer up Larry Fitzgerald. Those guys, what's great about them, they all carry big names. They have a big reputation. So that's excellent in terms of trade value down the road. And who knows? Maybe Fred Jackson breaks his leg again and CJ Spiller steps right in like he did last year. Who knows? Maybe Jamaal Charles is done. His torn ACL is not fully rehabbed from last year and Peyton Hillis steps up.
Listen to this. Okay, so Brandon Marshall, he's the guy I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
He plays the Colts at home, at the Packers, Rams at home. There's a pretty good chance he's going to perform nicely out of the gate, right? His value is going to be high. Wait a game or two. Let him explode. Wait for that one explosive game.
Right.
And then try to trade him. Try to get some running backs in return.
I agree with that.
Or a running back in return.
We have Bill G, who also emailed us in at webradio@patriots.com. He's got a couple of questions for us.
Okay.
Do you guys play in any IDP leagues? How do you like them? He goes full roster for defense leagues. That separates the men from the boys. And that, Bill, I agree with you. I do one IDP league. We actually have an IDP expert by the name of Mike Leitz at ffchamps.com. This guy is amazing when it comes to IDP leagues. I follow what he says. He does the IDP rankings, and I just follow what he says.
He is the man.
But I agree. IDP leagues really separate the men from the boys.
All right. Any other emails?
They're still getting through.
Hit him up. Let's go.
Still getting through the emails, Todd. Stephen B. He's not sure if we're talking about any auction leagues. We haven't touched on auction leagues yet this year or on this show, but we'd be more than happy to. He wants to know, how much would you be willing to spend on a top four running back if his total budget is $200? All right. He's in a 14 team.
He's not going to get one of the top four running backs.
No, I don't think
because
so.
Because my view on auctions is never overpay, you know, break the entire budget on one guy. Right, Bill? And if you're going to want to get one of the big three running backs, you're going to have to overpay for him.
Right. Right now, we have Arian Foster at $50 for a $200 budget. So this guy has a $200 budget.
Where do you have Chris Johnson?
Chris Johnson we have at $44 for a $200 budget. So that's almost – I'm not good at math. We already found that out, that I'm not good at math. But I believe if he would have gotten Arian Foster at $50, that's more than 25% of his budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's 25% of his budget.
So the top four guys he's just not getting because I don't think they're worthy of
I let someone else overpay.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I collect all the scraps, the good, solid scraps underneath.
But how about this? How about Marshawn Lynch at $34? How about Doug Martin at $30? How about Willis McGahee at $20? Donald Brown at $20?
And again, based on a $200 budget.
Stephen Ridley, $16. Mikel LeShour, Toby Gerhart, Isaac Redmond, $10. Jaquizz Rodgers, $8. You can get some solid, valuable running backs that will produce for you week in and week out without blowing your load on a big-time running back.
Hey, I like Darren Sproles at $30 on the $200 budget.
Darren Sproles, $30, not bad at all.
No, I would look in that direction.
All right, so that was Steven. He wanted to know about an auction league. We'd be happy to help you out with any type of league that you guys are in. Todd, I'd love to take some telephone calls before we wrap up the show. We have about 15 more minutes. The number to dial us up is 508-298-0398. I believe we have one more email before we get to the break. He's in an 8, his name is Sonny B.
Sonny B.
I like that name. He's in an 8-person league, all normal positions, except he drafts 2 quarterbacks. So in an 8-team league, 16 starter quarterbacks, that's really not that bad. He wants to know, which player would you draft at each spot? So, number one, who would you go for with his first pick? Number two, assume that the highest remaining ranked players are drafted by previous picks. Basically, he's drafting against a computer because he doesn't know what positions he'll be at.
There's a lot of information to digest there.
Hope this question gets answered, 2 exclamation points.
Well, fire away. What do you think?
All right. Well,
8-person leagues, you don't see a lot of those anymore.
No, I think 8-person leagues are a little bit of a Mickey Mouse league. You're drafting with Donald Duck and Daffy and Goofy.
And a computer, apparently.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're just not competitive in an 8-team league. There are so many offensive playmakers in the NFL these days.
It's totally stacked.
That when you're in an 8-team league, every team has a Pro Bowl roster.
All right.
2 quarterbacks, I will say this. Go after one of the top quarterbacks with your first 2 rounds. That's really all I can give this guy right now because we don't know what position he'll be drafting in. We don't know what the standards – we don't know the scoring format. All we really know is that there's 2 quarterbacks and there's 8 people in the league. Go with a top-tier quarterback in the first 2 rounds.
If I'm him, yeah, I'm looking at Rodgers or Brady. This is one of the exceptions to the rule, okay? And if he's able to get Rodgers or Brady in an 8-team league, I think I would do it.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Hopefully more of your calls, 508-298-0398. The last segment of the debut episode of Fantasy Football Champs. Get your questions in now. It's the Fantasy Football Draft Special on Patriots.com Radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
I love this card.
With my Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game.
The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, we are back for the final segment of the debut episode of Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Todd, what a show, what a debut here on this great network. So honored to be a part of the New England Patriots.com franchise.
You were on fire today, Bill.
Oh, thank you.
You kept your shirt on. You saved our producer, Kevin, from a frightening sight.
What a great job by our producer, Kevin. He's
he's Kevin right now.
You know, he's never worked with us before. I'm a little wacky. I'm a little bit of a hyper guy. You're trying to keep me calm. But Todd, this guy, I mean, he's aces in my book.
He's a pro. A pro's pro.
Absolutely a pro. Todd, we're going to wrap up the show here. But hey, we'll be with you guys or gals. There's some fantasy female, female fantasy football players. We're going to be with you guys every Tuesday, 4 to 6 live. You can always download the show off of iTunes on the podcast. And hey, sign up at ffchamps.com. We'll help you win your fantasy football league. We do a great job. All of our members dominate their league. We got a special 50% off discount right now. Great, great stuff. Draft kit is coming along great. We're only a couple weeks away from the regular season. Now is the time to start preparing for your fantasy football drafts.
Leagues are won during the draft, Bill.
That's right.
And but we'll take you all through the season with waiver wire and all sorts of strategy and advice.
All right, let's quickly go over this running back position that is driving fantasy football managers bonkers this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely bonkers. It's the most intriguing position in all of fantasy football. We've mentioned these guys throughout the entire show. So many question marks. Darren McFadden, Matt Forte, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Maurice Jones-Drew. Just there's nothing concrete about them. So many question marks, and it's driving everyone crazy.
All right, you got the big three.
Yes.
Let's not talk about them. We all know who they are.
Rice, Foster, McCoy, go.
All right. We think we have a solid number four now.
Chris Johnson.
Okay. After that, what do we got?
You got a bunch of guys that you don't know what you'll get from them.
Here's the bottom line. You're going to be sitting there late in the first round, middle, late first round, and you're going to be staring Darren McFadden in the face.
Right.
And you're going to be like, really? This is going to be my RB1? You know? There's question marks there.
Yeah.
Jamal Charles, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray. We listed these guys before. They've all got some issues, a little seed of doubt in the back of your brain.
Yep.
And you're kind of like looking around. You're like, really? Really? We're already down to this kind of running back? And we're in the first round?
Exactly.
Guide our audience, Bill, through what they should do. I know you've grouped some players together.
I do.
What do you got?
All right. So guys that I think after the first round, maybe in the second, maybe in the third, depending on how many teams, what format, and blah, blah, blah. Marshawn Lynch, Darren Sproles, and DeMarco Murray are the next tier of running backs. We talked a lot about tiers in the show. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Marshawn Lynch, Darren Sproles, and DeMarco Murray are that solid group of RB2s that you're going to get consistent production out of and that are great tandems to go along with your RB1.
And, man, we were talking off the air about the Dallas Cowboys. What I mean, with everything going on with their wide receiving core, how do you think that affects DeMarco Murray? I mean, Witten's hurt. Dez is hurt. Miles Austin is hurt. I mean, Kevin Ogletree is like their number one wide receiver right now.
DeMarco Murray has no choice but to be an excellent receiver out of the backfield this year because because we know that Miles Austin Dez Bryant can't stay healthy. For the first time, I think, in Jason Witten's career, he may miss a game.
Yeah.
So DeMarco Murray.
So you're thinking that makes him more valuable?
A tremendous amount of value.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really do.
So you're digging him in the second round pick, DeMarco Murray.
Yes. You'll thank me later.
Okay. Well, how about another grouping of running backs that you have for in the middle rounds of your draft?
Right. So these are guys that have an ADP somewhere in the fourth round through seventh round. Patriots fans are going to be familiar with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm. Look at what Cedric Benson did the last 3 years with the Bengals when he was still with that franchise. 3 straight years of 1,000 yards, 3 straight years of at least 7 touchdowns. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, we know he has a nose for the goal line. I think the Patriots underutilized him in the passing game. He's going to be more of a receiver for Andy Dalton out of the backfield. He's going to get all of the goal line carries because Bernard Scott.
I was just going to say, the depth chart is not threatening.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, there are very few running backs in the NFL that have a full-time workload. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is now one of those running backs.
And think about the weapons around him. Just, you know, the defenses have to be honest.
Yeah.
You got Andy Dalton.
A.J. Green, Jermaine Gresham.
Yep, Mohamed Sanu, who's a rookie who I like quite a bit. You know, they can spread the ball around. All right. You know, he's a very undervalued running back right now.
Some other running backs in this group. Willis McGahee from the Denver Broncos, another guy that pretty much has the job all to himself. We discussed Ronnie Hillman a little bit this year, but until he proves that he can protect Peyton Manning
and stay healthy
and blitz pickups and stay healthy, the Denver Broncos are not going to insert him into the lineup. Willis McGahee is a guy that can certainly get 1,000 yards. And, hey, he had a lot of touchdowns stolen from Tim Tebow last year. That's not going to happen this year. No way is Peyton Manning going to leap over the pile and risk his neck. McGahee is now going to be the goal line back once again. I think he's going to have a lot of value.
You don't think fifth or sixth round. You don't think Peyton Manning is going to be Tebowing in the back of the end zone?
No.
Cut that meat! Cut that meat!
Another guy on your list here of guys to target in those middle rounds, Michael Bush. Now, what do you like about this guy?
I love Michael Bush because Matt Forte has never been a goal line guy. Michael Bush is a goal line guy. We saw what he did when he filled in for Darren McFadden last year while he was with the Oakland Raiders. Now, they're going to go to a two-headed monster, running back by committee with the Chicago Bears. Mike Tice is the new offensive coordinator. He loves to pound that rock. And, hey, Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall are going to open up the defenses, so I think Michael Bush and Matt Forte are going to have a lot of room to run. Now, Matt Forte, great in the PPR format. I think Michael Bush is great in standard scoring leagues. He's a guy you can pick up in the eighth round, and all of a sudden he's performing great at your flex position.
Great, but not in PPR. In PPR, his value is diminished.
No, I'm not taking him in the PPR.
All right, gotcha. Next name on your list, how about that Peyton Hillis?
Peyton Hillis was a top three fantasy football running back in 2010 under Brian Daboll, who is now the offensive coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs. He brought in his boy Peyton Hillis to help complement Jamaal Charles. Jamaal Charles and Thomas Jones back in 2010, they led the NFL in rushing. Everyone says, well, Jamaal Charles, he's not going to be that good because Peyton Hillis is there. No, it's going to help him because Peyton Hillis is there. I expect the Chiefs to be one of the top five rushing teams in the NFL this year. Peyton Hillis had a down year last year. People were overlooking him. He's going to be really, really solid, a tremendous amount of value because his ADP is somewhere in the ninth or tenth round.
And he's very similar to Michael Bush in that he's going to be the goal line guy.
Goal line guy, a lot of goal line carries. Yeah. And don't underestimate his hands. He has really soft hands, excellent receiver out of the backfield as well.
All right. A couple other guys I wanted to touch on here, Bill, is Donald Brown from the Colts.
Yep.
Had a nice couple of preseason games thus far.
Looking great in the preseason. That's why we enjoy looking at the preseason so much, because we can kind of identify who's performing at a good level or at a good clip with the first team offenses while they're still on the field, and that has been Donald Brown for the Indianapolis Colts.
One other guy, a guy that was injured last year, Cardinals Ryan Williams out of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, he's coming off that injury, but hey, he looked great in the second preseason game. We still have not seen Beanie Wells, so Ryan Williams is climbing up my preseason cheat sheet, and until we see Beanie Wells back on the field, I think it's Ryan Williams' job to lose.
10th round ADP, Bill.
It's really amazing because if you think about it, Todd, he can be the starter, full-time guy.
They drafted him to be a starter.
Exactly. Beanie Wells has chronic knee problems. It's not just 1 year and he's been a little banged up. He has chronic knee problems, surgery after surgery. Ryan Williams can come in and absolutely steal that show for the Arizona Cardinals.
Ryan Williams was unbelievable at the college level.
Yeah.
And if he gets his chance, look out.
Okay.
I love him in the 10th round. All right, another group that you have here, these are some late-round guys to keep an eye on, correct?
These are guys that appeared to be handcuffs. We mentioned the handcuff during our Ten Commandments. Handcuff your studs. You want that insurance at the running back position. These are guys that appear to be handcuffs, but I think they're going to be a little bit more productive than most people give them credit for.
Handcuffs with more upside.
Exactly.
Than the typical handcuff. Okay, who you got?
Jaquizz Rodgers from the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to really open up that passing game this year. We know Michael Turner is not much of a receiver out of the backfield.
He's getting long in the tooth.
Quiz, on the other hand, is like a Darren Sproles type. He can make guys miss. He can run some guys over, too. He's got a little bit of a pound back to his punch. So I think he's going to be really dynamic in that new Atlanta Falcons offense.
And Quiz, at the college level at Oregon State, led all running backs in receptions year after year.
He catches
the ball. He's a tiny guy, but he can catch the ball.
There you go.
All right, who do you got next? You got John Dwyer.
The reason why I like Jonathan Dwyer, and I know Rashad Mendenhall was just activated off the PUP list, but that doesn't matter to me because I'm not trusting. I see Isaac Redman going in some drafts in the fourth or the fifth round, and I'm scratching my head. I'm like, really? This guy hasn't proven anything. Rashad Mendenhall coming off that torn knee, I think that Jonathan Dwyer could be a guy that comes in and all of a sudden you're like, wow, where did this guy come from? I can't believe no one drafted him in my league. Keep an eye on him. You might want to pick him up late in your draft just because he might be one of those guys that week one he has a tremendous game and then everyone's scrambling to get him on the waiver wire.
He's another guy who had big, big outings at Georgia Tech in that high-powered running game. Keep an eye on John Dwyer.
All right.
So the final guy on our list here, and then we'll wrap it up, LeGarrette Blount. I know you got hurt the other night, but it's not as bad as people think.
No, he's already back in practice. Everyone's talking about Doug Martin, and rightfully so. We think he's going to be the workhorse. But don't forget, LeGarrette Blount, tremendous goal line asset for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm a little concerned about how Josh Freeman plays inside the 10.
Yep.
So I think Greg Schiano may be a coach that says, you know what, let's pound the rock inside until we cross that goal line.
I agree with you. So LeGarrette Blount is another guy to target as an upside handcuff late in your draft.
Let's clap it up for each other. Let's clap it up. Clap it up. First episode of Fantasy Football Champs. It was our debut. We had a blast on Patriots.com radio. Special thank you to our producer, Kevin. Kevin, what a wonderful job you did. Todd, we will be back every Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. live. You can also download the show on the podcast. Todd, what do you got before we take off?
That's it, my friend. 2 hours of power. Kevin, thanks for putting up with us. We'll see everybody next week.
If you want to dominate your fantasy football draft, you know where to keep it. Right here, Patriots.com radio.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.